Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Lamed Aleph. Again, in these little shortened dafim, it's always the Slichas week, always a little shorter, but we do what we have, what we could do. Amar Mar, Tanur Rabbanan. Tanur Rabbanan, we're about fifth to last skinny line on daf Lamed Amid Beis. Tanur Rabbanan, Mayim Shenizgalu, again, as the whole daf has been talking about, Mayim Gluyim. We spoke yesterday about the Shulchan Aruch and the Gra, whether it is Noheg Lamaisa, the Gra, the Shalach Kadosh. We continue with some of those halachos. Tanur Rabbanan, Mayim Shenizgalu, Harezeh Lo Yishavchein Bershaz Arabim. Water that was left overnight and you worried about a venom in it, you should not pour them into the street. Why? Because, Rashi explains, maybe somebody will walk by barefoot and somehow the poison will enter into their body through the bottom of their toes. So we'll see in a few minutes. That might mean only if they have a cut there somewhere. There's a way to get in. Really, you shouldn't pour it into the street because it's gram hezek or gram ritzicha even. V'yarbitz b'enes abayis. And also, as they used to get the dust down in those days when they had dusty floors, it was all dirty floors. So the way they did it was they used to sprinkle water onto the floor in order to keep the dust down. One should not use mayim gluyim to do that. V'yigabo b'enes atit, and I shouldn't use it to mix cement with. V'lo yashka mehen, and I should not give to drink from them. Lo behemto v'lo behemas chavero, my animal or my friend's animal. V'lo yir, and we'll get to why that is in a minute. V'lo yirchatz behen panav yad v'raglav, and I shouldn't wash my face with it, or my hands, or my legs, again, because it might get in, might be a way to get in. Acherim omrim, makom sheish sirta, a place where there is a crack or a crease, usser, a part of the body which has a fold, that's usser, because then it might sit there, the water might be able to sit on a place where there's a crease, and eventually it could be absorbed in. Ain sirta, but if it's smooth, and there's no place for the water to get in and sit there, it'll just fall off. So mutter, then it'll be mutter. Ask the Gemara Acherim Hainu Tanakama. Wouldn't the Tanakama also agree with this idea? Right? Because Rashi explains that the face, the hands, and the feet are also places with creases. So what exactly is the machlokas? Ikibinayu, gav hayad v'gav haregel. The back of the hand, or the back of the foot, v'rumni da'api, or the cheeks. So those are places which don't have sirtas, and therefore they would be usr according to the Tanakama, and they would be mutter according to Acherim. Okay, Amar Mar, a little bit more. Lo yashka behen, lo behem tov, lo behem es chaveru. As we just said, that we cannot give to drink one's own animal or one's friend's animal. What's the reason for this? We'll see in a second. First, let's finish. V'hatanya aval mashkeyu lo behem es atzmo. We have another brisa that says that you can give it to your own animal. Second, one brisa say that you cannot give it to yours or your friend's animal. Another one says you can give it to your friend's animal. Kitanya hilushunra. No, that's only talking about to a cat. A cat you're allowed to give to, your cat, because cats are used to eating snakes. So if they're eating, you see these snakes, they're used to the venom of the snakes. So they've developed antibodies to it. So therefore, it was as if they had, when they were younger, they had a shot of vaccination. So that's basically what it functions as. So cats aren't affected by it. Ihaki de chavre nami. So if that's true, so why is there a difference? Only your cat. What about your friend's cat? The chavre kachish. No, the problem is because it does get weaker, and that's why you can't go to your friend's cat. Didinami kachish. Okay, so that yours also gets weaker, and it would be a problem. Hadarbari. No, but it gets healthier. It gets its strength back. The chavre nami hadarbari. Your friend's also gets its strength back. No, zimnin de boy lizvune. Sometimes in the interim, your friend's going to want to sell the cat, umafsi lemine, and then you will cause him a loss. So that's why the case where it talks about your own, that's talking about a cat where it might get weaker in the middle, but you don't care. But the other brisa is talking about non-cats, and therefore is also to your animal or to your friend's animal. What is the issue, the problem of giving this to your animals? So Rashi and Tosfos discuss this in Baba Kama. Rashi in Masechet Baba Kama, Kuftes says on the side Kuftes Zayin, but it's Kuftes Vav. It's a mistake. It's Kuftes Vav Amabez. Rashi there says Sakanas Nefashus Shema Yishchaten Achreichin. You can't give it to your animal because maybe you'll come to eat it. Maybe you'll shecht your animal and you come to eat it, then the venom will still be there. So that's Rashi in Baba Kama Kuftes Vav Amabez. Says Tosfos, if that's true, then you should be able to give it to non-kosher animals. Right, you're never going to cut the shechted to eat it. So they near it. That feel of tamei yashke. Even non-kosher animals should be included. Tosfos gives a different reason, and that of Baal Tashchis. Tosfos says it's Baal Tashchis, right? If you're going to destroy an animal for no reason, without any constructive purpose, that is Baal Tashchis. And that's what he says in Midaparach, Dide Nami Kafish. And also, what does it matter that, oh, but yours is also going to get weak. Okay, so what? Yours is going to get weak. So it sounds like we're talking about per se, you're doing something to the animal, and therefore it is an issue of Baal Tashchis. So that is two reasons given. Rashi says, HaKadosh Lefashos, Tosfos says Baal Tashchis. The Bach has a big discussion of this in Yoredeya, in Kuf Tes Zayin, as we said, second chelik of Yoredeya. So the Bach there quotes the Maharshal. The Maharshal in Baba Kama there, who's medayik from Tosfos. Why does Tosfos only mention Baal Tashchis and does not mention Tsar Baalei Chayim? Why doesn't Tosfos mention Tsar Baalei Chayim? Because Mikomai says that filu be mitzmei nami aser bishul Baal Tashchis mikan yira. From here, it seems like if the animal is eventually, he's being die for the fact that Tosfos doesn't say it, if the animal is eventually going to die, there's no issue of Tsar Baalei Chayim. That's what the Marshal says. Mikan yira'eh, shemishi yish lo kelev bebeso, shemaziko. If somebody has a dog in their house that's causing problems, umafsid, not causing danger to life, that would be obvious. But he's big mazik. Umafsid hamayich lo bebeso. And he's eating everything in the house. Afilu eno noshech, sheyocho litin lo sam hamavis. You could put him to sleep. Ve'eno over mishum sabal lechayim. You don't have to worry about sabal lechayim. Why? Because Tosfos didn't say it. Tosfos only said Baal Tashchis. That is the Marshal, and then he ends off. Ikomakom shamati limcho shalalitin lehem lecho machad betoch alechem. But you shouldn't give, like, you shouldn't put a needle in bread. Meaning basically to another way of killing him. Why? To ikalamechesh shema yishtageya v'ikas lakadas tefashas tuva. Why? What's the issue? Because that dog might go crazy and then put somebody's life in danger, but not per se for the animal. The Marshal seems to say, there in Baba Kama, based on a diak that Tosfos did not say Tzar Baalei Chayim, there is no Tzar Baalei Chayim if the animal is eventually going to die.
But there is still Baal
Tashchis. There is Baal Tashchis because that's the perspective of the person. If you're getting rid of a productive animal that can give you usage, that is the Marshal. The Bach argues. The Bach says, come on, Tosfos doesn't always give all of his answers. Other Rishonim might mention Tzar Baalei Chayim. Tosfos gave one answer. So he doesn't like the Marshal's diak, but he says, I agree with this halacha. But why do I agree with that? Near the shari v'la mitaymei. I agree with him, and not for his reason. But as we know, we've discussed Baal Tashchis in the past, that there is no Israel Baal Tashchis if there is a tzorech ha'adam, a greater good, cutting down a tree in order to build a hospital there, whatever the case may be. So he says also the Tzar Baalei Chayim, if he's only doing it for a need that he has. He doesn't want the dog to be eating all of his food. So that's also an issue. Again, obviously, we try to minimize if it's possible. The Gemara says, Tzar Baalei Chayim Daraisa or Darabanan, but if the ultimate goal is because there is a human need, so then one would be able to do this. Like we had earlier in the Masechta, when we discussed it back in the first parak, about being okrin ala malachim, right? Doing things to the animals for the greater good of giving covet to the king. Okay, so that we discussed also, but this is a discussion about Tzar Baalei Chayim and Baal Tashchis a little bit. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara, second to last line. Back to Yayin. We finished talking about Gilui, I think. And now we're back to, as we said, we're in the sugyas of Yayin Nesach for the next couple of sugyas. So, three levels of Yayin Nesach. Three levels of wine. I'm sorry. Shlosha Yenosein. Yayin Nesach, Asur Bahana, Umetamita Machamura, Bekizayis. Real Yayin Nesach. Level one is you know that this wine was poured to Avodah Zarah. So that's Asur Bahana. That is Nisra Na Daraisa. Umetame to Machamura Bekazayas. And it's Betame, the stringent Tumah, as long as there is a Kazayas there. What's the stringent Tumah? We'll see Bezram on tomorrow's daf, but Rashi already mentions it here. It's Betame Ba'ohel. Wow. Right, we know that a mace is Betame Ba'ohel. We know that a Mitzora is Betame Ba'ohel. But now, Rashi is adding a third one, a Chiddush, based on a Gemara later on. We'll see if this is Muskam Lakol. But even a Avodah Zarah, Yayin Nesach, is Metamein Ohel, like a mace, that is Tumah Chamura, Bikizayis, with a Kizayis. That is level one. Stam Yenam. Level 2, Stam Yenam, meaning wine from a Oved Kochavim, which we don't know. We don't know. That's the Gzera of Stam Yenam. That's what our Mishnah spoke about yesterday. So Stam Yenam, Asur Behana'a, that's Asur Behana'a, also on a Durabanan level. The Ritva says here, because if you don't Asur on a Durabanan level, Behana'a, people might think that even the Daraisa is not Asur Behana'a. So that's why you have to Asur it even on a Behana'a. Umitame Tumas Mashkin Beravias. And it's only the lower level of Tumas, Tumas Mashkin, which means that it's not Mitame Adam Vekalim. Adam Mekalim is an Adam, and a Kli can only become Tamei from an Avatuma, from a strong Avatuma, Ochlenu Mashkin, but Tumas Mashkin means it's only Matame, Ochlenu Mashkin, right? Foods and liquids. That it doesn't have the power of an Avatuma. And it's a Revius. It's a Revius, it's a little larger, and not a Kazayas. That's Tam Yenam. And number three, Hamafkid Yenu Eitzel Ovid Kochavim. If somebody puts wine next to his own wine, and he asks a guy to watch it, that's Asr Bishtiyah, that's only Asr to drink. Umutr Bahana'a. Because we're not so choshe that they used it for Nisuch, because it's really mine. But I gave it to them, and it was in private with them, so that's why it's Asr Bishtiyah. Finishing first, Vihotnan, Hamafkin Peirosav Eitzel Ovid Kochavim. But didn't we learn in the Mishnah in Tamai that if somebody puts their fruit with a guy to watch, Hari Kochavim, you would basically assume that the non-Jew might have switched the fruit. It's like the fruit of a non-Jew, Lishviyas Ulamaiser, regarding Shvita and Maiser Alachas. So what's the difference? Why over here by the wine does Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira say you can be Mekel, that it is Mutter Bahana'a? I have to sneeze. But by the fruit, it's totally considered of the guys. So answer could go to Yichalo Karen Zavis. No, the case is, thank you. It must be the case that it's mutter is that there was a special spot that the guy told you to put it in. Rashi adds, and he gave you a key, or he made a certain chosim on it. So therefore, you could assume, it's a good reason to assume that he didn't touch it. See, Yichachi, Mishdianami Lishtri. If that's true, then it should be mutter even to drink. If you assume that nothing happened to it. Daha Rabbi Yochanan ikla leParvad, because Rabbi Yochanan went to Parvad, Omar, Klom Yesh Mishas Bar Kapara. Anybody know anything Bar Kapara said? I know Bar Kapara was the Gadol Hador here. Anybody know it? Tell me anything from Bar Kapara. So Tana Lei, Rabbi Tanchum Demin Parvad. Rabbi Tanchum, who is from there, said, Hamafkin Yeinu Eitzel Ovid Kochavim, Mutter Bishtiyah. He said it's even Mutter Bishtiyah, right, based on the Svara. That if you put it into a Karen Zavis, so it should be mutter. And Kari Alei, and when Rabbi Yochanan heard that, he said, Makom Sheyip Alei Shem Yehu, Pazuk Goelus, the place where the wood falls down, there it'll be. Meaning, what does that mean? That the wood will go where it'll fall down? Shem Yehu Sakadaitach? What do you mean? Of course, if something falls down, that's where it is. El Shem Yehu Perosa. That's what it means. The fruit is there. What does that mean? That means Bar Kapara was such a great rabbi that even after he passed on, his Talmidim, his fruit, carried on his tradition in that place. So you see from that whole story that is even mutter. It's mutter to drink the wine that was Hufkad Eitzel Goy. So how could Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira say that it's asur to drink, and it's only mutter b'hana? So answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Zeira, lo kasha, ha Rabbi Eliezer, ha Rabbanan, tzmachlokas tanoim, tetanya, echad alokeach, echad asokar bayis, b'chatzeir, shalov d'gachavim. If somebody rents out space in the chatzer of a guy, umil uhu yayin, and he filled it with wine, umafteach o chosam b'yad Yisrael, and the Jew has the mafteach or the chosam, Rabbi Eliezer matir. So that story went like Rabbi Eliezer, he matters it, and v'chachamim osur, but v'chachamim asur it b'shtia. They asur it, it's mutter v'hana, but they asur it b'shtia. Right, so that's the machlokas tanoim. Okay, stop there for a minute. Level 2 that we spoke about, the stam yenam, that was asur b'hana. What is stam yenam? So the Ritva says, as we know, that this doesn't only mean wine of theirs that were choshed, maybe something happened to, but it also means our wine that they touched. That's what the Ritva says. U'bichlal zeh yayin shalanu shenagu gai asur bahana'a midivrehem. Midivrehem. Number one. Number two. So, halacha lemaisa. Right, we've alluded to this already, but let's say it inside. So, halacha lemaisa, bizman hazeh. We know generally that the non-Jews amongst us do not pour wine libations to their idols. So, are there any kulas bizman hazeh? So, if you look in the Raman Yeredeya, kuf chav gimel, aleph, Kuf Chav Gimel. This is all a bunch of simanim about Yayin Nesach. So right at the beginning, Kuf Chav Gimel says the Shulchan Aruch, Stam Yenam Shel Amamin Ovdei Kochavim Asur Bahana. That's the first. That's what we just said. Right? So our Mishnah and the Ritva's edition. Stam yena mizasu bana, and even if they just touch ours. Mishum xiris yayin shenisnasech le'elilim. Says the Ramah. Ubizman hazeh, she'eno shchiach she'ha'umos menaschim la'avodas kochavim. So, we're waiting. Is there any heter today? The Ramah quotes two opinions. Machlokas Rishonim. Yesh omrim demaga obed kochavim yayin shalanu, eno asur bahana rak mishtiyah. Some say there's no more Isser Hana. Why is there no more Isser Hana? Because remember, there are two reasons, really. Somebody emailed me to this last night also about a question. There are two reasons for the Isser of Yayin. Number one is, as we said, Yayin Nesach. But there's also the reason of, that Tosas mentioned, that's Chasnus. Right? The Tosas mentioned on the top of Chaf Tesim Abeis. He mentioned that reason too. So both those reasons play out. So even if you don't have the reason of Yayin Nesach, which is the reason why it's Aser Bahana'a Bizman Azeh, because you don't want to get confused with the Daraisa, that's Aser Bahana'a, but there's also the reason of Chasus, which would make it just Aser Bishtiyah. So one day of the Ramah is that Bizman Azeh we can be Mekel. Still Aser, but it's only Aser Bishtiyah. V'chein Stam Yayin Shalahem, Eino Aser Lehenos Bibenu. And also Stam Yenam is only Aser Bishtiyah. V'lachein Mutter Ligvos Bechovo Minovik Ochavim Stam Yenam. And that is why if somebody is owed money by a guy, are they allowed to take Stam Yenam in lieu of the money? So, according to this day, yeah. Because then they can just sell it. They can sell it. Mishum da'at b'vred na'vi kamatzum yadam. V'hu adin b'shar hefzid. And also any other hefzid could go to him. Avar v'kana. What if you already bought it? So you have to throw it out. Right? O machar. Aval l'chadchila asa l'knoso l'makro k'day l'histakar bo. Right? But l'chadchila, you cannot do it. V'yesh b'kilin gambazeh v'tov l'achmir. That's the Ramah. So basically, it's a machlokas Rishonim he alludes to, whether Bizman Azeh, where the Gayim are not Menaseh Yayin to Ovid Kochavim, is it still Aser Bahana, or is it only Aser Bishtiyah? It's still going to be Aser, but what do we say? Nafkamina. What's a Nafkamina? Let's say, is one allowed to give non-kosher wine as a present to a guy? Right? Holiday gifts. If somebody allowed to give a non-kosher, or let's say somebody gets a non-kosher bottle of wine. But from a coworker, can they give it to a different coworker? So lachadchila, no. That's the Ramah here. Lachadchila, we try not to rely on the deus lahakel. Bidi eved, if there is a hefsid meruba, what did it say? It says shar hefsid. There's a hefsid here. If somebody's gonna, you have to give. But again, that's depends on the type of sarach. But lachadchila, the Ramah says it is better not to. And anyway, this sugi comes up of yai nesach. The words of the Chachmas Adam are biting. Beginning of Klal Ayin He, says the Chachmas Adam. Ukedei, quotes Yayin Nesach, Adasa Daraisa, real Yayin Nesach. Ukedei shelo yitu lomar shagam Yayin Nesach, mamish inu asela b'shtiyah, so that we don't make the mistake that we think real Yayin Nesach is aser only b'shtiyah, they will go there even by Stam Yenam iser hana. This is Esher Stam Yenam, af al pishuhu kal be'enei ha'olam. Even though people don't take it so seriously. V'dimu l'shari suri d'rabanan, avo be'emes ha'isr chamur ma'od. V'ashos estam yenam, oker nishmaso, mimakum shenishrash bo b'kedusha, b'yayinam mishumar ba'anavav. V'ein lo chelek l'olam haba. V'herichu ma'od bonish zeh ha'mekubalim, v'nishchaber al zeh sefer miyuchad, ha'nikra yayinam mishumar. He had a sefer called Guarded Wine. Va'koe bo tesamer sarot b'saro migodel ha'onesh. His hairs will stand on end. V'kasvu shakabala biyadam she'ashos estam yeinam yikasho bevadei libol aramis. K'moshe gazru chachamim yeinam mishim b'noseyem. That's the Chachmas Adam. Again, in Klal Ayin Hei, Os Aleph. He does quote later on, does quote the Ramah. U'mitam zeh yish b'na ga'onah desfirli da'achem izman hazeh kivishim yigin l'naseh. Dinam ketidok shenishba, v'lchein aser yayin b'shtiyah mishem chasnus. Umur tabana. U'bimakam tzorech, yesh lechmos hazeh. Again, makam tzorech. V'lchein b'chamakam she'ein hefzid, roi lahachmir v'lesser bana, rak ein b'yadino limchos b'yana ha'osim, masu matan b'stam yenam, kivin she'yish b'kila mafilu l'chad chila. V'kal shkein b'itim alalu, she'ha'anius mitzuya. Again, those are the biting words of the Chachmas Adam. We should take the halacha seriously. But that is related to Bizman Hazeh. Is there any difference? So, Lamaisa, Aser Bahana Lachadchila, if there is a Makam Hefsid, so then maybe we would be more Makel. Weiter. Amr Rebchia, Breda Rebchia, Baranachmeni, Amr Rebchista, Amr Rav, Viamila Amr Rebchista, Amr Zeiri, Viamila Amr Rebchista, Amr Li Abba Barchama, Hachi Amr Zeiri, Halacha Grimli Aser. One of those people, in the name of one of those people, said the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. What is the halacha like Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer holds one chosam is enough. That's what he just said. Rabbi Eliezer matir, if you have a mateach or one chosam. Tosfos here, and all the Rishonim discuss, that we had earlier and later will have that he requires a double seal. A double seal by Stam Yenam. A double seal, so you can be sure. So you can be sure. So what is the halacha here? And this, so all the sugyas, Tosfos says. Tosfos quotes two answers. Important halacha lemaisa. First answer is Rabbeinu Tam, right in the middle of Tosfos. So Matar is Rabbeinu Tam, that the difference is, really, a guy only needs one chosam. A Yisrael chashud needs two chosamos. Similar to what we had before, sometimes a kusi could be even more chamor. Why? Because Yisrael chashud doesn't think that you're going to think anything of him. He's not mirsas. That's one. Tosfos does not like that answer because he says, is Rabbeinu Tam a Navi? That he knows all those sugyas are talking about a Navi Yisrael Chashud? It's a great line. The Kasha, the Nevuahu, Lahamid Elo HaAlachos B'Yisrael Chashud, V'anan Bavdik HaChadim Kaminan. Right? Where does he get that from? So, Tosfos, fourth to last skinny line, gives a different answer. He says the difference is whether a Jew is sending it to another Jew with a guy, meaning the original Jew will never see his chosam again. The other Jew will just have to see if there is a chosam, versus all the cases here with one chosam is talking about mafkid. I give it to him and I'm going to go see it again. So if I'm going to see it again, so then there are more kulas because I assume that I will be able to recognize it. Again, that has halakha l'maaseh ramifications for our discussions as well. Right? How many chosamas are needed? What about a regular closed bottle of wine? Right? So we assume in our day and age, if the bottle is closed, there's no way to open a bottle and then close it again. There's no way. You can't put a cork back in, generally, and know the difference. And the plastic and the metal, whatever the case may be, most of ours are have the status of enough of a chosam, because there's no way to undo it and do it again. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Vaiter, Hakol Mishtamer B'chosam Echad Chos B'Nayayin. For all general halachas of items that have to be guarded, one is enough except for wine. She Mishtamer B'chosam Echad. That's what Rabbi Elazar says. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Yayin Mishtamer B'chosam Echad. Even wine. V'lo Pligi Hakar Elazar Hakar Rabbi Eliezer Hakar Rabbanan. Right, that's enough Kamina, one or two. Igad Amri Amar Rabbi Elazar Hakol Mishtamer B'chosam B'so Chosam Chos B'Nayayin She Mishtamer B'chosam B'so Chosam. A little more machmir. Rabbi Elazar says everything is okay with a double, a chosam within a chosam, except for one, which needs even more than that. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Yayin Mishtamer B'chosam B'so Chosam V'Shravayu K'Rabbanan, and then both are within the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan require a double. The question is how chamur Marsavar Kipligi Rabbanan Levi Rabbi Elazar B'chosam Echad of B'chosam B'so Chosam Sharu. One opinion says that the Rabbanan require two, and they only argue that Rabbi Elazar holds one. Umarsavar Afilu B'chosam B'so Chosam Masri, and the other said no, they would even argue about a chosam B'to Chosam. Meaning, one builds on the other. What is that? Amar Rava, Agna de Puma de Chavita. If you have a bowl overturned on the mouth of a barrel, and Shrika Vachasima. It is, you put plaster, so it's glued basically to the bottom of the barrel, and you have a signet inside. That's a double. Havi Chosam Sochosam. Vi'ila lo, and if not, not. Other examples, dikula, you have a basket, umehadek, a basket overturned, and it's tight, tight fitting on the barrel, that's a chosam b'so chosam. Good, b'so, lo mehadek, if it's not tight, and the barrel is sealed shut. The barrel is sealed shut, the barrel is sealed shut, and the basket is on top of the barrel very tight, that's a double. Lo mehadek, but if it's not put on tightly, lo avi chosam b'so chosam, that it's not. Nod b'diskia, if you have a jug of wine in a sack, chasimas pivlamata vichosam sochosam. If they're both knotted shut and the inner one is turned over upside down, that's a chosam sochosam. Pivlamala la vichosam sochosam. But if the two knots are so close to each other, then it's considered just basically one. Vichichayef pume lego vitsir vichasim. But if you take one sack and after you knot it closed, you push the knot inside and then you make another knot on top of it with what's left, that's also considered chosam b'so chosam. The Ritva also says that it's two types of ksharim. It also would be good. Halacha l'maaseh related to yayin megulim here. Again, we spoke about, not yayin megulim, related to stam yenam. So one issue is, what about bezman hazeh bichlal? Are we worried about this or not? That's what we already mentioned. Number two, what if I have a bottle in my house and it's open and there was a non-Jew that was left alone in the house? What is the halacha? What is the halacha? So that's a Mishnah later on, that we shouldn't leave people alone in the house. Mishnah later on, in Daf Samach Tes, all the way at the end of the Masechta, the Mishnah says, look, Atchila, for sure, don't do that. One should not leave a non-Jew in the house alone with a bottle of open wine. If not, what is the halacha? L'chathila, again, it's aser. B'di'evet, the Ramah says, in Kuf Chaf Ches, if there is real reason to assume that nothing was touched, right? It's a certain type of help in the house that never goes near the fridge, never go near anything, and they're mirsas, and if we could really assume that very seriously, so bisman hazeh, because of all of the, there's no yayin esach today, and we assume that they didn't touch it, so bidi eved, one might be able to use the wine. V'yishomer de bisman hazeh, she'en obdik al-chavim menaschim, afilu eino nitfas kaganav, shari, el imken yishlachu she'nagu lishtos bimanu, o lahana acheres. Miyu in piachavis rachav oshu bakankan chishlacha shemenogabo derech misasek chayshinan. But even if we know they clean the fridge, or if they might have cleaned the fridge, it's also aser, because even touching derech misasek is aser. If I just move it to the side to put something else in the fridge, that's also aser. That's also called negia. You don't need negia dafka to drink from it. The Rama says even if it's negia derech misasek, it's also a worry.
In the first place, he said shema.
See, the elgi yishlach shenagel lishos bimendu ola hana acheres, to put something else in is also hana acheres, right? But even if it's mizasek chayshinan, what about final issue? What about if it's in the fridge door, and I might have opened the fridge? She might have opened the fridge. So is that a problem? Negia ayde davar acher. So that's in kuf chav dalid os chav sif chav dalid. Negia de davar acher is not aser. So if that's the only chash, that the fridge might have been opened, so magovik achavim biyayin aydeit avar acher shelo b'kavana shu yorin me'adeke el l'biyada lulav, and you touched it with your lulav shelo b'kavana, or it might have been touched with your clothing, mutter. That is mutter. So that's why I saw Rabbi Neustadt in the monthly or the weekly halachic discussion, the daily halachic discussion. So he says there, he quotes Poskim, that if it was just in the fridge door, if a sealed or unsealed bottle of wine was left in the refrigerator door, and the non-Jewish cleaning lady opened the door of the refrigerator but did not remove the bottle of wine from its place, the wine may be drunk. Because that's called a V.I.D. Davar Acher, and therefore would be mutter in this case. But again, l'chanchila, it should not be done. L'chanchila, no bottles of wine that are subject to this halacha should be left alone in a house with a non-Jew. Tanu Rabbanan, last skinny line. Barishana haya omrim yayin shel ein kushi asa erbibne bira sirika. Originally we thought that wine of ein kushi, which was a Kusi town that was right near an Avodah Zarah town, we're going to asa that wine because of Gzera, right? Because they always have wines maybe of the next town there. And they also people might get confused because of the Bira Srika place. Vishal Baraksa Aser Bibnei Kfar Parshoi. Vishal Zagdar Aser Bibnei Kfar Shalim. Chazru Lomar. And then they changed their minds. They said, only Chavios Psuchos Asuros Stubos Mutaros. Only the open barrels were Aser in these places, but not the closed ones. Meikar Maisavar, Lepasov Maisavar. What was the issue? Meikar Savar, originally Chazal felt, Ein Kusi Makwada Magov Vikochavim. A Kusi is not Makwada in any goy touching any of their barrels. Loshta Psuchas, Loshta Stumos. Therefore, they had to Aser everything because of the neighbors that might have come in and touched. Ulubasov Savar, but at the end, afterwards, they realized, Kilo Kapit Apsuchos. They were only Makbid that the they were only not makpit on the open barrels. Astumas mikvat kapit. But on the closed barrels, they were makpit. And therefore, you could assume that those were not touched. Tosis points out on the bottom, even though every sasam was originally open at some point, but no, the ones that were going to be sasam, we could assume that they knew that they might want to sell it to the Jew, and therefore they knew the Jew wouldn't buy it if a guy touches it, so they would have been makpit. Period. The stumos mutaros, are the stumos really mutter of a kusi? The ramini, but we learned. Hashaleach, Chavis shel yayin biyad kusi. If somebody sends a barrel of wine in the hands of a kusi, he's their shliach, and surely in the hands of a guy, Rashi says, vishel tzir, or sends fish brine. What's the issue by fish brine? We think that they might have put in non-kosher fish into this. That's the issue by tzir. Vishel morius. Morius is also a type of a mixture of little fish. They were worried because morius is more expensive than wine, that they might have put in some wine in there. So Murius already is worried. You're worried about wine. Biado v'gachavim. So if the wine with the hands of the kusi and the other stuff with the hands of a guy, im makir chosamo v'stumo. If somebody recognizes their chosam, their signet v'stumo and the sealant mutter v'imlahav aser. If you don't recognize it, it's aser. So you see, if you send a barrel of wine with a kusi, you're worried. You're worried, right? Even by the stumos. Even by the stumos. So, Amar Ebzeira Lokasha, Kambi Yer Kambi Derech. It depends. In a city, we're not worried, because there we think he might come to sell it. On the Derech, that's the case, Ashalech Yayin, then we're worried, because nobody's around. So therefore, he wouldn't be as careful in what he lets people touch. Maskevar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Midihanach Deir Lo Baderech Asu. Everything that's in the city originally came from somewhere. So Ella, I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah, a different answer. What's allowed benagito shaninu? If it's right after it came out of the vats, and it's that time of year when people have pressed the grapes, kibun de kuliyama afri, since there are many people on the road, the roads are very busy, mirsas. Right, the busiest time of year on the road after the wine pressing season. So he's worried he won't do anything even on the road. Amar hashta yichazi li mifsedi li. If people see me doing something, then they're gonna be mafsed. They're not gonna buy wine from me ever again. So therefore, they wouldn't do it. What exactly is a seal? So we know we talk about in our day we have covers of bottles. We have covers. We have plastic over it. Tosas here talks about in those days. What is good enough? What about if you wax it closed and you write something half on the wax and half on the barrel? Right? Like an envelope that you write on the tape of the envelope. That would be our modern aspect. So this is a big discussion. This toast is right here. If you look in the 10th to last skinny line, Ve'inin chasima sachavios, pirsha bin baruch v'zel ashono, nachan adar v'lustom b'yachavis bin ha'ores v'davar acher, v'lasis or alasima kavu abimasmeros, v'lichtov osios, chetzian ala or, v'chetzian al dofani akirshi al-chavis. You write half on the barrel, right? You do something that would be very difficult to be machaving the letters if you take off the barrel and put it back on. Tosfos quotes another day of the second wide line. The Rabbi Yisrael Bar Yehuda says maybe it's a, right? this was very lamais in those days. Somebody was a wine merchant. You have messengers who are non-Jewish. How do you make sure that there was a seal? So again, in our day we have what about an airplane meal, right? The seals. That's not wine. We'll get to that. It's that here, Beth Shem, or Mesachas Chulin. But again, how do we make sure that nothing was tampered with? It goes back all the way to the time of the Rishonim. Viter. Itmar. So that's all wine. We did wine. Yai Nesach and Stam Yenim. What about beer? Itmar. Bipneima Asu Sheikh Shalav Gachavim. Why did the Sheikh Rav Gachavim, why is it Asur? Ask Tosfos. This was not in the Mishnah. We didn't have this yet. The Mishnah talks about wine and pas and bishul and chalav and gvina. So Tosfos says this must have started bizman amoraim. Tosfos bipnei iser sheichar lo matzinu lo b'mishnah lo b'braisa v'shema b'imei ha'amoraim asruhu. Right, sheichar is not there. Right, so it must be bizman amoraim it started. The Rashi quotes, what about honey? Why weren't they gozer on honey? Why beer? It says because people don't serve honey at a. Like you want to get together with somebody in chasnus. Oh, let's have some honey. Right, maybe Rosh Hashanah time. You know they're Jewish, but otherwise not. So why was Sheikh Aser? Rami Barchama Amar Rabbi Yisrael Bishem Chasnus, because you give somebody a drink, give him a wine, give him beer. Rav Nachman Amar Bishem Giloi. No, the issue is Giloi because we're worried that he might have left his beer overnight. So Agului Demai. What's the issue? Ilema Giloi did his Isa. Are we worried Giloi right after it came out of the, right after it became beer, right after it came out of the brewing vat. Ananami maglinan. But the snake won't go there. We're also magla, leave it revealed. Velo de chavisa. What do you mean? But you leave it in the barrel. Ananami maglinan. So we also, meaning a snake doesn't go to beer. So lotzricha ba'asa de maslumaya. Maybe the case is where you leave the water that you're going to put into the beer for a while overnight to become distilled, and there you add it. So we're worried about the water that before you put it in, that water. Elamayata yashit history. 1 second. So then old beer should be okay. Why? Dama Rebbe yashin mutter ein manicha liyashe. Because if there was venom in it, it wouldn't have been able to get to the yashin stage. The venom would have prevented it chemically from getting to the yashin stage. Hechmitz mutter ein manicha lahechmitz. And if something became vinegar, you know there's no poison in there because poison, the venom, does not let it become chometz. So why should old beer be aser? Gezer yashin atu chadash. So where goes there? Right? Anything old, not just wine. But, so where it goes there, it's a gzera, yashan, atu chadash. Old, mishum the new. Fine. Rav Papa, mafikin leila bava de chanusa vishasi. Rav Papa used to get a beer from a non-Jewish store and go outside the store and drink it. I mean, he didn't drink it in the store. Rav Achoy maisu leila beise vishasi. Rav Achoy brought it into his own house. Vishrami shem chasas. These both hold of chasnus, and they felt this was enough of a break not to drink it in the house. Rav Achoy aven achaki yisei rasa. Rav Achoy just went further, not just on the street, but even he brought it into his own house. Tosva says, Tosva says, what if you're at an inn along with a guy? What if you have a guy in your house? So if it's not a kavua relationship, and it's not in your neighbor's house, Tosva says it's mutter mishum eva, like we had a couple of days ago on Yontif. Tosva says, only a davar shel kavua. Va'avimov kachav machzanoi shelo, nosi lo mishum eva, tlo asu mishum chasnus, el lakvo shtia b'chanus, o b'regilus lishtas b'beis ha'vik o'chavim, aval ba'kroi ba'al mashari. That's Tosva. Tosva only said this by beer. He doesn't say this by bishul. Bishul is also chasnus. But we don't have a terim of akroi by bishul. But it could be because this is not even in the Mishnayos. It's only in the Gemara, so maybe that's why. That is the reason. Reshmuel bar Bisna ikla lamar gavan aisu lechamra veloishti. Reshmuel went to Argavan and they brought him a beer, a wine. He didn't drink it. Aisu lechamra veloishti. He didn't drink the beer either. Bishlama chamra bishum shimsa. He didn't drink the wine because he's worried about a problem of yai nesach. Shechra bishum mai bishum shimsa. He's also worried. He just goes to the beer, not to the wine. Amarav, not Amar of Hai. Rav Hai was after the Gemara. Amarav, Hai. That's how I read it the first time. Amarav, Hai, Shichra Dharma. Right, if you know, we don't know Jewish history, we'd read Amarav, Hai. Wow, Rav Hai goes in the Gemara. Amarav, Hai, Shichra Dharma. Amarav, Hai, Shichra Dharma, Shari. This beer of the Arameans is mutter, v'chiyab rilo nishtimine. My son, though, is a very big machmir. He doesn't drink it. So Gemara says, manafshach, why? E shari lukuliyama shari, e asa lukuliyama yasar. What's the difference between him and his son? Ela Rav Savar Mishum Giluye. Rav felt the reason was Giluy, and that's why he didn't. Wait a minute. V'asa maru at the kshusa, and the bitterness of the hops once it's mixed in with the mayim gluyim, the kolizire, it would counteract the poison. So therefore, he drank it. Udalaki, but if somebody was sick and not healthy fully, magile tve, they would be affected by it. V'chi abriyan, my son, ho avalaki lo nishtimine. My son, because he's not fully healthy, that's why it'll affect him. That's what we had yesterday. All the things that one shouldn't drink once they're getting over an illness, because they shouldn't eat, because it'll affect them. Amar Shmuel, kol ha-shratzim yishlam eres. All shratzim have poison. Shal nachash memes, shal shratzim einu memes. But if a nachash, it kills. But if shratzim, it does not kill. Okay, we have to stop here. We will continue, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow with a difference between Jews and non-Jewish bodies. And the Chasam Sofer's Ha'ara on this Gemara, about whether you can trust medical science experiments that happen to non-Jews. Is that helpful for determining Jews? Okay, we'll stop here. Then we'll continue tomorrow with more issues related to this.